Welcome to OpTech Insights, where we talk operational excellence, the nerdy tech stuff that drives business, makes workforces effective, and keeps supply chains moving. It might not be sexy, but it sure as hell matters. Your host is Todd Greenwald, food critic by night and supply chain tech wizard by day. With guests and content from every industry, get ready for insights that could transform your operations. It's OpTech Insights.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Todd, your host of OpTech Insights. And today I have Shash Anand with me from Soti. He's the VP of Product Strategy. Shash, thanks so much for joining me on OpTech Insights. I'm really excited to have you here with us today. And
hey, Todd, thank you. Thank you very, very much for having me. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to this.
So we've been working together for many years together, and we've done some really cool things together. So I thought it'd be great to could maybe share some examples maybe of what, you know, how Soti has helped with that transition and thinking differently within some of your customers' environments.
You're totally right. Digital transformation means kind of completely different things depending on where you are, who you're at, where you're at in that kind of, you know, move towards mobility and enterprise mobility. You know, for example, there's many folks that are kind of moving from paper and pen processes to, say, Word documents and Excel documents, and they call that their digital transformation. Others are looking at like building mobile applications, and that to us is a really big transformation. And so in some cases, digital transformation has come out of the necessity for businesses to really stay alive and competitive, as you're saying, especially in these kind of crazy disruptive times right now. One of the big things we hear about is kind of, hey, how do we embrace work from home or work from anywhere type of policies? That's one of the common things that comes up. And then the other thing that we're seeing is customers are really changing their buying habits, their engagement models. As businesses need to evolve, they are looking at a way to transform their operations. So you asked about examples, and I think
you deal with a very broad group. I mean, typically I'm focused on manufacturing, warehouse, transportation types of businesses that in supply chain.
Yeah.
But you're all over the place. I mean, folks can leverage the Soti platform for many different things.
We have about a total 17,000 enterprise customers around the world, and we've been doing this for quite some time now. So it's been exciting to kind of see how companies have been evolving and leveraging our tools to do that. One transportation management company comes to mind where they were already transformed. They were using mobile devices, but they were kind of lacking the necessity of you know, why management, right? And so when problems were arising with their drivers, these were drivers that were taking their devices and saying, oh, it's not working. I got to go ship it back to the depot. And
that never happens. All the time. Sorry.
Oh my God. I know. And what's funny is that they go and ship these devices out. The devices go into the depot. 75% of the time they're categorized as no fault found, which is not a hardware issue. It's something that could have easily been resolved through kind of a remote session or something that you just kind of remote into and see if you can solve it. And a lot of it's user error. But the point is this process was taking them about a 1 week to send a device back and another one in.
Yeah.
Devices were getting lost or stolen, damaged in the field. There was no way to really track the devices as well. And so this impacted the company's bottom line. And, you know, and again, they said that they were transformed digitally already. Enter in Soti, we kind of talked to them about, you know, what their challenges were. And we talked about remote management. We kind of showed them how you can provision devices pretty quickly, setting them up for the very first time and kind of just using like a drag and drop to stage it and provision the devices. And then when we talked about the idea of shipping devices, we kind of showed them, hey, there's a way for you to actually remote into a device, diagnose what's going on, troubleshoot it and fix it all remotely. And they're blown away. So they were saving both time and well as increasing kind of their operational efficiencies as well. And then that lost or stolen kind of scenario, right? The company now knows where the devices are at all times. And they're positioned to be a more agile and responsive to their business and customer needs now. So that was pretty cool.
That's really cool. I know we've had some great success stories together.
Yeah.
And just some of the way to get, I'll call it the golden image almost, right? Or getting to that standard configuration.
Right.
And being able to deploy it out. Mentioned about the no trouble founds, and that is a huge area where you know that some of these assets can be kind of expensive. Yeah. So to keep them live, I mean, the worker, we want to keep them going, but to keep the asset the utilization of the asset is as high as possible. That's important.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially when you're relying on that device to do your job, right? And we call it mission critical here is the kind of term that we use for these devices. That.
As you've been working with some businesses, you know, yeah. on their path, is there like some things that you've been focusing in with your team of like, here's some ideas of where you should be going within the comeback as we start to return back to some normalcy?
Mobility is really kind of, in our mind, has changed both sides of the cycle. You've got customers that now are demanding things like curbside pickup from their stores, from different retailers, from grocery stores.
I think our priorities have shifted in regards to what our needs now are even more. Because yeah. we used to be ready for Amazon for one-day delivery. But
that's right.
But now we also want it just to be at that curb when we curb. Pull up. So.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want customers that want the curbside pickup. Others want everything in the front door, right? And so the last mile delivery is something that often comes up. And, you know, getting it to your front door is the last mile is actually the biggest challenge for most supply chain companies. And so, and in essence, it's kind of turned that shopping experience into an online activity and customers wanting to choose kind of when they want something, where they want to spend their money. And it's just the whole experience, the whole buying experience has changed.
Yeah.
And from the business point of view, you can either kind of say, hey, I'm going to capitalize on the sea of changes in the buying shopping experience and the habits and try to win my customers by providing them, you know, the most value by listening to them, watching them, or you can kind of say, you know what, I'm just going to keep going my own ways. This has worked for me for years and I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing.
Josh, you're making me think of something, you know, with everything, you know, we've been working remote. We've had about 20% of our staff that's been on site at Heartland.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but we actually use Snap, which is a Sodi product, right?
Wonderful.
We haven't really even talked about some of your product sets that you should dig into, but Sodi Snap is basically, I'll call it like almost like a rapid application development tool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We actually use Snap though to work towards as we're going into phase four now, which is 50% of our team will be here at any time. We are using Snap to do like a COVID employee survey, basically like a health survey. And it's very simple. This came up with HR and myself and a couple other folks on the team. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to do a very quick survey. And when it was funny because at first when it went, my HR team member was coming to us. He's like, oh, we'll just put it on paper, you know, and you can put it in a little bin. I go, hey, hang on a second. So we basically utilized Snap and within a day, like literally, I'm not kidding.
Hey, go Todd.
We put a simple application together.
Okay,
that basically was like, hey, it's the employee. We used the last four digits of their social just to give a unique identifier.
Okay.
Asked them three questions. I believe one was like around temperature. What, you know, have you had a temperature? Have you traveled anywhere out of the norm?
Okay.
And I think one other thing, I can't remember what it was. Oh, like symptoms, if you had anything like that kind of stuff.
Right.
And literally hit submit, go, right? So it goes into like a little report that my HR guy gets and you know, he kind of like monitors it, right? It's very, very simple.
Yeah.
So with Snap though, you can look almost like visual, right? I can kind of say like,
yeah,
it's where I want that box.
It's pure drag and drop. Yeah. It's a pure drag and drop environment. We're trying to make it so that anybody can build this app.
Anybody can pretty much do anything.
Okay.
I think I actually saw Carl, your CEO, actually put something together. Yeah, yeah. And he's a very smart guy. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, you don't need to be a programmer, right?
You're right.
He actually has programming roots. So
he's got a computer science background. Yeah.
But my point is it is very easy.
You're right. And
I tell a story, I guess, about that because I know you probably have some really cool things that you've been working with folks on.
One that really comes to mind for me right away off the bat is this remote patient monitoring customer that we have. And with COVID, they're working with their healthcare provider customers who basically do millions of on-site visits with their patients every year. They've actually rolled out a virtual nurse service where nurses can now interact with patients remotely using applications and video conferencing now.
Really?
And that's pretty cool. Yeah, because now patients are kind of provided with this kit and it includes like this Android tablet. And our customers can now manage those tablets using Mobi Control. So what they'll do is they'll provision it for one scenario when they get the kit. And as soon as that patient kind of is completed, they simply drag that device into a different folder. It reprovisions those tablets.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, Yeah. And it's kind of
super cool.
Yeah. It's really, really cool stuff that they're doing. With COVID, in response to that, there was a grocery retailer that had to really, as I mentioned, curbside pickup was really big. So they had to scale their whole ordering and pickup service. And they needed to really quickly hire and ramp up their infrastructure, but also the pickers, the people that would fulfill the online grocery orders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. Their challenge was, first and foremost, procuring handheld devices. That was one thing, so that the pickers could, you know, follow the fulfillment instructions. But they actually quickly built a mobile app. And that mobile app, they added in YouTube videos and instructions on the flow that they wanted these pickers to follow. And they had to teach them how to use barcode scanners because they weren't familiar with that process either. So the entire workflow was built into a single app, again, very, very quickly. And the cool thing about this one was that they had to manage a mixture of corporately owned devices, bring your own devices, and the Snap apps that they built worked on all of them very, very quickly, works on iOS and Android. So that was kind of cool. Where does it start? Well, it kind of starts with the idea that you want to probably look at an operation that you're doing today. It's manual, and you maybe want to figure out, how do I automate that? Or how do I make it faster? What's that bottleneck? And many times we give some guidance and we look at building mobile apps. And so building mobile apps is very, very quick now. It's, as we talked earlier, it's not about, you know, needing months and years to build these kind of simple applications. It's literally minutes, where you have a great idea. You can kind of just formulate it in your mind visually, but you can even drag and drop items and build it really from scratch. And if you have that idea in your mind, you can build it in minutes. And so that's what Sodi Snap is.
On my example, right?
Exactly.
Within a day, it was done. I mean, it was from, like, literally we wrote down on a piece of paper what are the things we need.
Okay, nice.
And we were off to the races, you know? So I think back in the day, you know, it could be months of working out the bugs and how is that, where's this data going to go? And
you're right. And
all that.
So that's Sodi Snap. And now that you've kind of, you know, got your mindset into building mobile apps and you understand kind of how you automate things and be able to eliminate kind of manual processes, the next thing is, okay, how do I get these wonderful apps onto my devices? Can I go to the Play Store, or go to the App Store and ask my whole team to go and download? Yeah, you could do that. But as you kind of scale and you get bigger and bigger, asking everybody to download something is a bit challenging. And so this is where device management comes in, and you want to be able to automatically deploy applications to all of your devices. Maybe there's some cool videos or content that you want to push to the devices. How do I do that? So that's where our Sodi Mobi Control product comes in. And it's a kind of your, what we call a mission critical control center for you to really see all of your different types of devices. And don't just think about your phones, but you can think about, you know, dedicated purpose rugged devices. You can think about scanners. You can think about printers. You can think about watches. We support Tizen. You can think about Linux devices, which are running like RFID readers.
But you're even involved with different IoT types of devices. So the breadth of what you're dealing with is a pretty wide scope of different kinds of devices.
Yeah. But
the best part, it's like under one ecosystem. So now it starts to become a lot more powerful, I'm thinking, right? How do you harness all these different things and keep it under one roof versus various tools?
And you want them under a single umbrella, because now if they are, you can now create some pretty cool sophisticated rules so that when Todd walks into the room, maybe the lights turn on, maybe the printers are testing, maybe the sensors are showing you what the fridge is in your warehouse, what temperature they're at, instead of me having to manually go to every single location. And I can, you know, very quickly see how I could take a manual operating procedure that maybe takes an hour with a couple of people and turn that into to maybe one maximum person that would take 15 minutes to complete. So we're kind of trying to automate those types of processes. And that's what Mobi Control comes in. Now, I would say that as customers are using the device management, they're getting accustomed to using mobile apps. What happens next? Well, of course, the technology is not 100% reliable. Of course, the apps aren't 100% perfect every single time. Things go wrong. And that's where you need some type of troubleshooting capabilities. You don't want to ship these devices back to the warehouse and figure things out. You want to just have real-time remote support capabilities in there. And that's where diagnostics is very important. So we have a product called Sodi Assist. It's a diagnostic help desk tool. You want to track these issues, obviously, when they arise, and you want to be able to have a technician come in, remote in, and see exactly what's going on. But not only that, but take control. They can physically use their mouse and keyboard to control the device as if it was in their hand. They can draw on the screen. They can touch the physical buttons. So they have actually more access to the device than if the device were in their hand, because now I can grab the log files with just a single button. I can go in and take a snapshot. You talked about a golden image. When you're troubleshooting, you may want to take a snapshot of an environment to say, okay, these were all of my settings. These are all my configuration settings. These are all my apps. This is what version they were on.
Can you have them like over a period of time too?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly it. So you can now take snapshots in moments in time.
So that's important.
That's right.
Because somebody makes a change and
how many times have you heard, I've never changed a thing and now it's not working.
And you're right? Why is this like backlight all of a sudden shutting off in like a second or whatever, right? Something goofy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly. And it goes back to your no trouble found thing. You know, that's somebody right. sends in and goes, I don't know, it's broken. Send it in, right?
Yeah.
We and don't want to
do
that.
Anything.
we want to get in front of that and try to fix it.
Yeah.
That's super cool with the I guess if you want to call it archiving or whatever, but having those snapshots, right?
So, that's right. Yeah. So you need that advanced diagnostics because you are forcing them to bring the devices in, and we're trying to eliminate that entire process and make it very quick and make it very easy to diagnose problems right on the spot. Because as we said, they're mission critical devices. Downtime is the most important thing that we want to minimize, right? And if we can get you up and running, then you will adopt things much faster. And of course, you'll be more efficient in your needs. And then Todd, as companies are getting more accustomed to the troubleshooting, they're saying, okay, great, this is great. I've got a tool. I can deploy my apps. I can fix them. How do I become even more proactive? You know, troubleshooting is a reactive approach. I've got a problem. I need to, but how do I get to that problem before it actually happens? And that's where we've got this tool for business intelligence. It's called Sodi Insight.
Okay.
And it's essentially what it is. It's focused around understanding your devices, creating patterns around your devices so that we can tell you ahead of time if something is an anomaly. So for example, you're constantly looking at your battery consumption. Some employees are saying, hey, my battery's dying. And others are saying, there's nothing wrong with my battery. I'm all good. So then you kind of need to question, hey, what is going on that's different with yours? And why is this person who's doing the exact same job not complaining at all? And that's where you can start getting into pattern recognition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what we're doing is
with the Insight platform.
With the Insight platform. So it's constantly grabbing data from your device. It's getting things like battery charge.
Now we're getting into this is the meat, because this is where it's like you really can get a grasp of what is going on.
Yeah.
And then, but also how do you improve, right? I mean, continuous improvement.
So things like battery consumption, application usage, carrier signal strength, locating devices within the four walls, being able to understand what's going on with my environment and how can I take it to the next level. And to your point earlier, IoT devices, sensors, learning about your operations and being able to extract and measure your operations in an easy way. That's what we're kind of focusing on with Sodi Connect, another one of our products.
Nice. You know, one thing to point out at Sodi, you have this large technology ecosystem of partners that you work very closely with.
That's true. Yeah.
So folks like Google or Samsung, Zebra, Honeywell, and many others that are, it's an interesting group of how you work.
Yes.
Together, because you're actually leveraging each other and becoming stronger together through the different platforms that each of you have behind the scenes and the different hardware on their side as to how to leverage some of those hardware solutions or even their own software. But at Sodi, how, in the future, like how are you looking at things and where are you going and what are you working on as you move towards future development of your solutions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to your point, actually, you're right. We work very closely with Google, the whole Android team. We're working very closely with Zebra. And what's great about that, it's very exciting because we get to kind of look at these devices, look at these operating systems about 3 to 6 months before they come out. And that's, you know, really a lot of fun. In fact, we certify our devices. We make sure that we certify hardware manufacturers' devices. They don't want to release unless we help them certify those devices as well. So that's pretty cool. From a Google perspective, we there's a concept called Android Enterprise Recommended, and we make sure that we're the first ones to kind of receive that type of recommendation. So we try to be at the bleeding edge of technology all the time. But to talk about your question there around what else are we working on with these partners of ours, One of the big things that's coming up more and more is, if you're familiar, Todd, with our outdoor location capabilities, where you can go in and create geofences around an area and be alerted if a device ever exits or enters that
it's,
area.
It's so
we've
cool.
Got some amazing. Yeah. So we've got some amazing things in that area. And the next logical kind of place to go is indoor location and kind of really tracking assets. So we're going beyond the mobile device, but getting into asset tracking. And what I mean by that is we're actually leveraging the access points that are available inside the four walls to get the location of devices inside and then be able to show you all of your devices that you have enrolled into your system on an indoor map. Yeah. And what's pretty cool is you can kind of say, we'll take into account floors as well. So you could be on the third floor, or fourth floor or whatever. So we'll get that, X, Y, Z coordinate as well, which is pretty cool. And then you'd be able to set up policies to say, when Todd enters the building, we can announce Todd has entered the building.
I guess though, with all kidding aside, the solution with the positioning specifically in the four walls now, it could apply to like maybe manufacturing, third party manufacturers, for instance. I know we have some situations where they're very sensitive about what product is going to be on that floor in your pocket, like your phone, maybe.
That's right.
Or camera. This would allow you to say, these are the things that are out on the floor. These are the things that are not supposed to be on the floor. Why am I seeing a phone or something that shouldn't be out there? And you can use that through the network with whether it's connected or not. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
But it can see if there's a wireless radio in this phone, I can do something with it. The point is, though, it's a really cool thing you guys have been working on, and it's exciting. Because you can do some really good things to get some cool insights beyond just the controls aspect. Now, I don't remember if it was at Sodi Sink in Toronto in last year. Maybe it was in Dublin. I can't recall. But that's I saw this working in at your event.
And 2019, you're right.
And it was really cool to see everybody out on the floor, meaning all these people that you have, these are your customers and partners, right? And how what you could do to see where things are at and where they're moving. I was very impressed.
Yeah, we wanted to get some feedback, show a quick proof of concept to some of our partners like Heartland. You guys are our partner of the year. We want to get your feedback. You guys have some amazing experience. You'll give us some great ideas. So that's what we're looking for, is to take that to the next level, to get to, okay, I've got, zones inside. I want to do some historical tracking. I don't want to just track my mobile devices. I want to track my assets, my forklifts. So we start now thinking and kind of formulating more ideas and more designs, and how do you incorporate all of these different types of assets into this map. So it's really exciting to kind of when you collaborate.
Well, I think it's brilliant with Carl's vision, who's your CEO, and your team of what you've done to build out this one platform, from everything from Mobi Control, MDM to Snap to Assist that you talked about, Insight Connect and Identify for security, all under one tool, one solution set. That becomes very powerful when you can start to bring that all together. But ultimately, it's like, what do you do to harness that and improve your business, improve your operation? And as part of that digital transformation that we talked about at the very beginning, like how do you harness all this data to improve and make the business as efficient and effective as possible? Now, there's times where technology can help you, but it can also hurt you. It just depends on how you implement it, how you manage it, and how you make it work for your business.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just excited with what you guys have been doing. It's really cool stuff. I mean, you don't stop. You just keep moving forwards. So it's funny because you guys have grown so much. I forget how many people you have, but Sodi as a whole, you're Toronto based, right? How many people do you have now? Like over 1,000 people, maybe or something.
Yeah, we announced about over 1,000 a few months ago. Now we're over 1,200. And so we're continuing to hire. Yeah, even during kind of these unprecedented times, we're still hiring, and we're still looking for some amazing talent. It's funny, I joined about when we were 40 people 11 years ago, and the size, the growth, and saying hi to everybody is really hard now, and I don't know everybody's names, but it's fun. It's a growth problem, which is kind of a cool problem to have. How can we grow faster, and where? And now we're in 23 different offices globally.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually.
Well, hey, I've had a great time with you on the show today, Shash. Thanks for joining me. Where could people find you and how do they learn more about what we talked about?
Yeah, you can easily find us at www.soti.net, SOTI.net. There you can actually try out the entire SOTI One platform absolutely free. We'll get you set up. We'll walk you through the entire solution. We can set you up with proof of concepts, or you can kind of work with some of our amazing partners like Heartland. They have kind of a broader knowledge of not only SOTI, that they have obviously amazing experience with the hardware and help you decide what kind of hardware to work on. Our goal is to give you the flexibility with whatever devices you're trying to choose. But yeah, free trial available.
Absolutely. And there's a link in the description of this podcast episode to get to that free demo of the platforms and to check it out. And we're here to help. Shash, again, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd, for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you, audience, for joining us today to talk with Shash Anand of SOTI, talking about the SOTI One platform. Please subscribe to stay tuned on upcoming episodes of what we have coming up. Some really cool things are in the works right now and should be coming right behind this episode with Sash of SOTI. Thanks again for joining me on OpTech Insights.